wanted to only pack three chairs here this morning because no one sits in the front row, so I'm just forcing them to sit here because it always feels so empty when there's no one in front. And in this week, I wanted to play a joke on you because it's April Fool's Day today. I wanted to send an email out saying Reinhard Bonke is preaching here today, but everyone said it's not a good idea. I shouldn't do that because I'm lying and all sort of things. But that's my type of humor. I would have loved it if it was a full house here, and I could have preached to lots of people because they were expecting Reinhard Bonke to be here. Last week, and even the week before in Bible school, we were talking about the Holy Spirit, or Jaco was teaching on the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. And the week before, I wasn't there, but he was just teaching on the Holy Spirit as the person. And we were praying for many people, and stuff started happening. And last week, there was people who didn't respond to the altar call because they were freaked out by what they saw. So I just felt I just need to just clarify some pointers, just teach on it again. I'm going to just give you some notes of Bible school. It's all for free. You don't have to pay any for that. But I just want to share some stuff that I believe is important when this happens, that you understand. When someone is lying there and they're screaming, don't worry. It's God. He's dealing. The Holy Spirit is dealing with that person. Or if someone's doing the snake dance on this side, then don't worry. That's nothing. Don't worry. It's the Holy Spirit dealing with that person. The Holy Spirit is good and He's faithful and He's gentle and He's doing a new work in us. And because many of us come from a traditional background, we've not seen this in our churches. So our first reaction is, and I want to show you from the Word of God that it's fine. It's the Holy Spirit that does it. It's the power of God that comes to set us free, to deal with us in this area. And the scripture I want to share with you is 2 Timothy 1 verse 6 and 7. For this reason, I remind you, and this is what I'm coming to do this morning, I'm coming to remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of self-control, or a sound mind, or discipline. In Afrikaans sê dit, om hierdie rede herinner ek jou daaraan om die genadegawe van God aan te wakker wat in jou is deur die oplegging van hande, want God het nie vir ons 'n gees van vreesagtigheid gegee nie, maar van krag, van liefde en selfbeheersing. So die skrif sê, ek kom herinner jou om dit wat in jou is, aan te wakker. Die gees wat in jou is, moet jy aanwakker. Daar is iets wat in jou is, en jy moet dit kom aanwakker, wat gekom het hierdie oplegging van hande. Baie kerke doen dit nie, maar jy kom vorentoe, en mense lê hande op jou, en die gees van God kom in jou in, en die Here sê, jy moet daai ding aanwakker in jou, want God het nie vir ons 'n gees van vrees gegee nie, maar van krag, van liefde, en van 'n gesonde verstand. So wat vir my daar uitstaan is net, God het sy gees vir ons gegee. En hierdie gees bring vir ons krag, hierdie gees bring vir ons liefde, en het bring vir ons 'n gesonde verstand. So, just to start off with the Spirit, in verse 6, the Amplified Bible says, that is why I would remind you to stir up, rekindle the embers of, fan the flame of, keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire, that is in you by means of the laying on of hands. So the words that's standing out to me here is stir up, rekindle, fan the flame, keep burning. And all of this came through the laying on of hands. So we have a responsibility to do what's already in us, to fan that flame up in us, to come. And I'm going to show you how that is done. In Genesis 1 verse 2, it says the earth was void. God created the heavens and earth, and then the Holy Spirit was hovering over the earth. And it was preparing for what was coming next. And the next moment God said, let there be light. And the light came. So the Holy Spirit was coming to prepare for the miracles that were starting to come. And the miracle started by coming speaking. And this is why a word of prophecy is so important. When the Holy Spirit is here and we come forward and we start speaking life, or we start speaking, it's God inspiring us to start speaking. It's the Holy Spirit that has prepared the ground already for faith to start moving. And God wants us to start work moving in faith. And as Dion said this morning, that we pray and ask God for faith to be released in all of us, that when we lay hands on the sick and on the dead, they will rise, because that's what the Word of God is saying to us. So there's three members God is one, but it's a Trinity God. It means there's three persons in one. God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. The names, this is from Bibles, my Bible school notes that Jaco so wonderfully presented to us. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Truth, Counselor, Helper, Comforter, the Spirit of Life, the Spirit of Adoption, the Spirit of Grace, the Spirit of Glory, the Spirit of the Lord. The emblems of the Holy Spirit are the following. Fire. It's a consuming, sanctifying, purifying power. Wind. Regeneration. Water. The power to fill the believer to overflowing. Oil. Set apart, chosen for divine purposes. Dove. Gentle, peaceful nature. Symbol of mourning. Wine. Festivity and gladness. Seal. Imparting evidence of ownership. If you want more, come to Bible school. We teach you more about who the Holy Spirit is. But just by seeing what the emblems are, you can start getting a feeling for who the Holy Spirit as a person is. But you can sin against the Holy Spirit. And this is important that we understand this, especially in when Jaco said it the other day, my eyes just went open again to this. But we can blaspheme the Holy Spirit. We can resist the Holy Spirit. We can grieve the Holy Spirit. We can quench Him and we can lie to Him. When I read the grieving this morning in my quiet time, it just said when we're angry and hatred and all these things, we're grieving the Holy Spirit. So God wants us to get rid of all these things. There's three points that I want to share with you that I feel, I just want to share with you on the presence of the Holy Spirit. In John 5 verse 6, Jesus came to this man at this pool and he says to him, "Do you want to be healed?" And the man said, "Look, I've got no one to put me in the pool when the water is being stirred. So I can't be healed." There was an angel that came and stirred the water, and then whoever went into the pool, they got healed. And this is something I got from Bible school. Jaco shared it with me as well. So thank you, Jaco. Come to Bible school. I'm promoting Bible school tonight because it changed my life. When the Holy Spirit is moving, and there's been and people saying, "There's someone here, this happened with you," and you go, "Oh, it can't be for me. The water's being stirred." Many people came to me afterwards, like a day after or even late, and they said, "You know, when that word came, that word was for me. I didn't respond. Please pray for me." And I prayed for that person, but they should have came when the water was stirring. There's someone that the heart attack story, that person suffered tremendously because they didn't respond because of fears, and we understand it. And this is why I want to bring this message that you understand. This is not weird. It's all in the Bible. But when the water is being stirred, respond. When there's an altar call being done, come immediately. Don't come afterwards when I'm on my way to coffee because the water stops stirring. Then it doesn't help you anymore to come because I'm already switched off. Now I want my coffee. Come when the water is being stirred. Sorry, I still have to get saved in that area. Then a second thing that goes together, and that was with a breakfast at really, Neil is not here, unfortunately, but it was really blessed, and thank you for everyone that came. It really changed my life. It was especially the women's part. the Spirit, in 1 Samuel 16, verse 13, Samuel took the oil and anointed David in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. So here again, there someone came, he anointed this man, he laid hands on him, and the Spirit of God came on David, and his life was changed after that. Only after that he killed Goliath, and he could do all these mighty works for God because of the Spirit of God that rushed upon him. The very next verse, verse 14, says, "Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a harmful spirit from the Lord that tormented him." Saul, King Saul, was the king, the anointed and appointed. When David was anointed, the new man on the block, the Timothy, the prodigal son, the older brother, he resisted what God was doing, and he moved away from the presence of God, and a tormenting spirit came on him, and a harmful spirit, and it tormented him ever since that then. And he was totally against God's will from that day forward. And I've just seen many people who have been Christians for many years, they've done mighty works for God, they've walked away from the purposes of God, and it's like a tormenting spirit entered those people. people who are in a rehabilitation center for alcoholism, people cheating on their wives, stuff like that that's happened, with people that flowed in the Holy Spirit that was really open to the Holy Spirit being powerfully used, but they've got negative about the things of God. They moved away, and it's almost like a tormenting spirit is taking them out. So there's just a word of caution, but I just want to say to you, God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And fear is that thing where we fear man more than what we fear God. When we worry about what other people might say, when I'm already standing forward, that word can't be for me. Come forward. Be humble. When there's a word in you, Eugene, he said his heart was so sore, it was paining. And then he came forth, he knew the pain wasn't for him. He gave the word and he was released. And he felt better afterwards. If he didn't give the word, he probably would have still had heart pain now. But he was obedient to the instruction of God. That person who it was for was new in all of this. That person didn't respond. And that person suffered heart pain. And it was already there and they're suffering at the moment. So this is not, it's a word of It's just a word of encouragement to respond when God is calling on us. Many people are so afraid of the futures. I'm going to be alone. I'm going to die without someone looking after me. I'm going to lose my work. I'm not going to have a pension. There's so many fears that we have, but God has not given us a spirit of fear, but He's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Proverbs 3 verse 5 says that we must put our trust completely in God. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Very important. Don't lean. We're trying to figure it out in our minds. Don't do that. Say, God is good. God is faithful. God is in control. If someone, every time we prayed over Petumas, he was much better after that for 3 days and then came again. And we prayed and we stood in faith. And I heard someone said, someone should have prepared Nelson that she can die. And I just said, this is not my job. My job is to pray in faith. And I will pray and stand in faith that she will live until she stands up. That's my job. It's just die sielkundige met die ander goeders doen. That's not my job. I can't prepare someone for the worst. I can prepare you for faith. And this is what I am as a Christian must do. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. That's in Proverbs 3. Matthew 17 says, Jesus came and touched them, and I believe this is a word from God this morning, that Jesus wants to come and touch you and say, rise and have no fear. Put our trust in God, stand up, have no fear, because the Lord Jesus Christ is there. In Hebrews 13, where it talks about our Lord Jesus, he says, so now we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear, what can man do to me? Two or three weeks ago, we were in Malmesbury on a Tuesday night. That's why I wasn't in Bible school. And the pastor and his wife, his face was lame. His wife was in hospital two or three times. His children was in hospital, in and out of hospital. And then there were some intercessors, and Amanda is one of them that's coming here on Tuesday. And she's not going to talk about intercession only, but she's talking about positioning yourself as a Christian and being activated and in that position of authority. This is what, not to how to intercede, but how to be activated in the authority that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us. This is why she's coming. So I really want to encourage you to come. It's going to change your mind. But they've been praying, and they came to the conclusion that there's a witch that's putting curses on the pastors. And they're doing astral projecting, that they go into their house. Now, if you don't know what it is, it's someone that goes out of their spirit and they go into someone's house and they put curses on that person's house. Now, if you think this is weird, just go and Google astral projecting. You'll be afraid to see what you can see on that. So we went to go and pray and cover them and plead the blood of Jesus over them. And as we drove home, I realized the Spirit just said to me, go and cover yourself. There's a backlash against me. And so I thought, but I expect said to Mac, and Mac said, Theo, we've covered you, but I knew something was coming. I went around my house and I anointed everything. I prayed over my children, and then it started happening. And I was thrown completely. But God has not given us the spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. This word power comes from dynamos. It's a dynamite that explodes, or a dynamo that generates power. It is translated as power, might, strength, ability, capability. Many times it's translated as miraculous or miraculous power. It is the extraordinary work of God that moves or transcends the ordinary powers of nature. It is divine intervention in human affairs. It is established laws of nature, and it's attributed to supernatural cause. There's something miraculous that God's Spirit is giving us, a spirit of power, a miraculous power that God has given us, not of fear, but power that God is giving to us. In John 7, verse 38, says, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now, I asked Louis if I can share this with him. He has been a Christian for many years, and he's led many, many, many men to God. Many men, more than most of you. But I've been on his case about the Spirit of God and the gifts of God, and he's been, "Yes, yes, I hear what you're saying, what you're saying." And then when I wasn't there at Bible school, he received his tongue, where he can speak in, but he had three words, and he was excited, and he wrote them down. And the next week, I said, "Okay, now we're going to flow," or Yaku said, and I just came forward, and I said, "Okay, we're going to flow in the Spirit, but everyone speak in their tongue. You just pray in your tongue." And as he did it, the Holy Spirit came mightily upon him, and he just started, and he just started flowing out of him. And he said, and he came to me, and he said, "Theo, I want to share this with you." And he said, "Kabama," and I just, my back, everything, it just chills came, went down of me. And I experienced, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. The power of God. In 1 Corinthians 12 and 14, it talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's a variety of gifts in verse 4, the same Spirit. The same Spirit gives us wisdom. It's not wisdom where you are clever. It's wisdom, it's a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. Faith, healings, miracles, prophecy, distinguish between spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. Just a word of knowledge, like we were praying, and Chrissy, she's not here, but she was doing the dishes before the time, and we prayed before the time, and I just felt, I must actually ask Chrissy to come and pray with us, but I didn't. And then afterwards, we went up, and we started, and I just said to Chrissy, "Just come and pray with me, if I can pray with ladies," and then she came, and she started flowing, and she said to me, "Theo, there's someone, his head and his stomach is sore." And I said, "Okay, there's someone," and this guy came forward and we prayed for him. And then the next one, someone's leg, left foot, it's burning, and that person came forward. And she scored 5-6 people out. And what's so amazing, the man with the headache, I prayed for him and nothing happened. I looked at her and she said, "Mm-mm." And then I just felt the Holy Spirit say to me, "Louis." And Louis was standing right next to me. I said, "Louis, come bit." And he prayed for this man in English, because this man was English speaking. And I thought, "Yes, Louis, are you sure this is..." Because now I was thinking of my mind, the next moment the guy just, "Thank God, I'm healed. So what I'm wanting to say, this is not because Cias is here and he's anointed. It's a variety of gifts by the same Spirit for everyone, as he wants to give to you. And this is what I want to encourage you this morning. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 8. Now I'm going to start throwing you a little bit. It says, "Now I want you all to speak in tongues." This is a gift. Many people say it's a gift of God, and he only gives to those that he wants to give it to. But it says here, "I want you all to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy." So God wants all of us to speak in tongues and to prophesy. Thank you, Eugene. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 18 says, "I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you." This is the Apostle Paul that, and thank you, Yaku, once again for that. The Apostle Paul that wrote most of the New Testament, he thanked God that he was speaking in tongues more than anyone else. He spoke in tongues all the time. That's why the Spirit of God was with him and he could write the New Testament, because the Spirit of God was with him. He spoke in tongues all the time. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 37, please go and read it. "If anyone thinks he's a prophet or spiritual," which means all of us, "he should acknowledge that the things I am writing to you are a command of the Lord." So God commands us to speak in tongues, to speak, interpret miracles, healings, words of knowledge, words of wisdom. This is a command of the Lord. "If anyone does not recognize this, he is not recognized." So my brothers, earnestly desire to prophesy and do not forbid speaking in tongues. But all things should be done decently and in order. So God wants all of us to speak in tongues. This is not for one or two people. He wants all of us to flow in the gifts, all to lay hands and they will be healed. It's for all of us. And he commands us to do it. And if you do not recognize, God says, you're not recognized. But God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of power and of love. This love that he's talking about is agape love. It's where you yield completely, where you love someone because you want to bless that person, not because you want something out of it. Where you sacrifice yourself completely for that person, as Jesus had done on the cross, where he died for us. That's how God wants us to sacrifice ourselves completely for the loved ones around us. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 31, the very last chapter of the gifts chapter, says, earnestly desire the higher gifts. So once again, it's like a summary. And he says, earnestly desire the higher gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. The more excellent way is the whole love chapter. Then the whole love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13 comes. And then he summarizes it again at 1 Corinthians 14 verse 1. Pursue love and earnestly desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. So once again, he brings it together, say love, but desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. And I want to ask you this morning, do you prophesy? Do you speak in tongues? Do you flow in gifts of healing? Do you flow in this? Do you see different kinds of spirits? Do you see these things? Do you see miracles? Do you walk on water? Do you know the difference between the truth and facts? A fact is you can't walk on water. But the truth is, when Jesus calls you, you can. So when you go to a hospital, we were prayed for a baby in the hospital, and they said, don't speak negative, don't speak death, don't speak death. I said, no, this is not death, that's the facts. The facts is, this baby's had something around the neck, what do you call the umbilical cord? That's the fact. The truth is God heals. Amen. Okay, 1 Corinthians 13. Okay, then when it starts with 1 Corinthians 13, says you can speak in tongues, you can prophesy, you can do mighty works, you can have faith that moves mountains, but if you don't have love, it means nothing. So that speaking in languages of angels is speaking in tongues and speaking in men. So just once again, the Bible talks about these things. Then it says in verse 4, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Then 1 John 4:16 says, so we've come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever abides in love abides in him. And then Romans 5 verse 5, the second part, it says, God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. So it's not us that loves, it's the Holy Spirit that loves because it's been poured out into our heart. And if you're struggling to love, then go and rekindle, reflame that fire that's already in you, because the love of God is already in you. You must just go now go and put fire in this thing that it can start burning. Then the last one, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. The Amplified Bible says it as following, and of a calm, well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. That's the mind of Christ that God has given us. In Derek Prince, I love that old man. Unfortunately, he died in 2003 or 2004, but he was really mightily used by God. He knew Greek and Hebrew even before he got saved, and then he got mightily saved. And I heard a story where there was lots of pastors at the conference, and they were talking about the devil and whether the devil exists, and all these men came up. This was probably in the 40s or 50s, 60s maybe, and they said, no, the devil doesn't exist and there's no demons, and all these different speakers came up and they said that. And Derek Prince came up, and he was an Englishman, very distinguished Englishman. And he was probably about 60 years old at that time. I think this was maybe a bit later, 70s or 80s. And he just said, Lord, Jesus, I command every demon to manifest in Jesus' name. And he put the mic down and he walked down. And then it was chaos. And the men came running after him and he said, please, please come back, come back, come back. And he came back and he just commanded the things to go. And then everyone's story changed completely. So what I'm just wanting to say is, we all have opinions, but when the demons come for you, then suddenly you know the fear of God. Then you start understanding fear of God, holiness. Lord, I repent of my sin. You can come with your grace message and say, I have no sin before God. But when it comes for you, then suddenly you start repenting because you know you have to be clear before God because these things are coming for you. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. The word character, I've got a little bit distracted, but the word character in Latin is the plural word for habits. So your habits is the sum total, or a character is the sum total of your habits. So the things that you do build your character, but your habits is also the sum total of your decisions. So every decision that you make builds your habits, and those build your character. Romans 5 says that suffering produces endurance, and endurance character, and character brings hope. That we build character through endurance and suffering, but that we also realize it's decisions that we make. Every decision that we make have an influence on our character. So, I'm not going to drink tonight. I'm not going to drink tonight. And then not drinking, that builds your character. But if you give in, oh man, you built a wrong character. I shouldn't tell that story. Hebrews 12 verse 6 says, the Lord disciplines the one that he loves, and he chastises every son whom he receives. Remember that God loves us and he disciplines us, because when our mind and our thought and our patterns is getting out of line, instead of having to get rid of the monkeys, he sometimes disciplines us because he loves. And he doesn't discipline with the angel Gabriel, because you'll probably die if that must happen. You'll probably use other people in your life. So be open for the discipline of the Lord. Romans 12 says that we must be transformed by the renewal of our mind. And then 2 Corinthians 10 says we must destroy every argument and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. So when these thoughts come into your mind, you say, Lord, this anger, I take it in, I bring it before you. Lord, this thing that I want to commit suicide, I bring it before you, and I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. And even take your hand and put it on your head and say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you for a sound mind. Thank you that you've given me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That you just pray over your mind, because the devil attacks you with thoughts. He can't read your mind, but he can place thoughts into your mind. So you start thinking, I'm so off because I'm getting all these of thoughts in my mind, but it's actually the devil that comes to do it with you. But sometimes it's the cause of your decisions that you make as well. If you go and watch off movies, you're going to get off thoughts as well. So be careful that you surround yourself, because it all happens in the mind. When you become negative, to bring it before God. Bring those thoughts, every thought, bring it before God. In the beginning is extremely difficult, but later it gets easier the more you start getting used to doing that. Because God has given us a sound mind. 1 Peter 13 says, prepare your minds for action and being sober-minded. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Okay, I'm not going to say more about that. Philippians 4 verse 7 says, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God is starting to release the power with us in the church. The devil is attacking us, love and peace, the sound mind, all over the place. So I just want to put that right as well, that even when God comes and he releases power, that we remain in love and that we remain in peace, that we ask God for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding to guard our hearts and minds, that we don't, when we start questioning these things, that we just can't stay calm before God and say, Lord, I want my mind, that we have a sober mind, that we bring these thoughts before God in Jesus' name. So I'm going to ask the ushers to hand out the communion. And in 2 Timothy 1 verse 8, we must not be ashamed for the testimony of our Lord, and nor of the prisoner, but share in the suffering for the gospel by the power of God. So this morning, I want you to just be aware of what God is saying to us about the power that His Spirit, He's given us His Spirit. The Lord Jesus said, I must go away so that your comforter, your helper can come and help you, which is the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to instruct you to start praying in tongues as we're preparing for the communion. Because God says we must not forbid these things. So just softly in your own language, you just speak in tongues. If you're uncomfortable in any area, just pray something. Just pray normally. Just come before God. Say, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you're a God of love, a gentle God, that you don't force yourself on anyone, that you love me. But you are more than welcome to come forward, that we can lay hands on you and pray for you to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, to receive the Holy Spirit. So if there's anyone who's uncomfortable in this, just come forward, let us pray with you. We want to lay hands on you so that you can receive, because it's for all. God wants all of us to speak in tongues, to prophesy, to move in miracles.
Thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. And I would just like to confirm what was said here this morning, that we must not be afraid, because fear, well, I wouldn't say it's our biggest enemy. Maybe it is our biggest enemy, because we fear that's not even there. And He has given us the Spirit of love and of power and a sound mind. And our minds come in the way. And if we just say, Lord Jesus, here I am. Just use me. I don't care to be a fool for you. I don't care. Here I am. Just use me. Then He does it. And then if you fall or you laugh or you cry or you just say thank you. Thank you.
God is a personal God, and He sees everything. He knows everything. And this morning when you were trying to put on your shoes, you struggled putting on your right shoe. And you couldn't put it on, but then you eventually put your right shoe on when you struggled with it. But the Lord says, even though you look into the future, and you might think it's going to be hard and you can't face it, God says He'll take you by your right hand, and He will lead you and take you by your right hand.
Can that person for that word please respond that we can pray with you? Was it you? Can you maybe ask? I'm going to ask him to.
Ek voel net die Here sê ons is nie gehoorsaam op die stem van die Heilige Gees nie, want ons is bang wat mense sal sê. Ons is bang ons sal verkeerd wees, of ons is bang, you know, we are ashamed of the gospel. En daar's mense daar buite wat amper besig is om dood te gaan. Hierdie vroukie wat HIV gehad, is 'n kleerling vrou, en daar's mense daar buite wat op pad is om dood te gaan, en we need to be fishers of men. En die oes is groot, maar die arbeiders is min. En ek voel net die Here sê, ons moet gehoorsaam wees op sy stem, anders is dit te laat vir iemand anders.
Just to explain to you, Marie's never had a tongue before. She said to me, I'm not sure if it is, but the Bible says there's normally interpretation that goes with it. So there's someone here that got the interpretation. And I want to ask you to come forward. When at Bible school I gave an interpretation and no one came. And afterwards two people came and they gave me the interpretation and both were aligned. And they both missed out in the body of Christ missed out because they were afraid to respond. So I want to ask you, there's some people here that know what Marie had said now. It just came up in you. You just know. So if there's anyone there that want to respond, here's one person.
It just felt, come to me all your weary and I will give you rest.
I just want to confirm that just before Miriam came, I just felt this intense sadness and like these people that are just were worn out and burnt out, and Jesus is just like looking into your eyes and saying, come to me, lay your burdens down before me. And he's just got this compassion and just, yeah, he just wants you to lay everything down before him because he loves you and he's faithful.
I immediately got Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Please respond now. Now the water is being stirred. God is saying, if you're tired, if you weary, come forward now. Now come forward. God wants you to respond now. Don't come afterwards. The water is being stirred. If you want to receive the power of God, if you want to receive something new from the Lord, don't stand away now. Please, now is the time to come forward that we can pray with you. If you can just come and stand here, please.
Marie, kom net gou hier so. Die hele tyd gedurende die diens sit Marie voor my en staan met jou rug na die mense toe. Trouse. En ek sien hierdie merk op haar t-shirt en ek weet, dit is hoe sy haar baba dra in die sak voor haar. En die Here sê net vir my, dit is wat hy wil hê vir ons moet sien, dat so die merk op sy rug was die merk aan die kruis, dit is hoe sy ons gedra het. En die merke kan vandag nog sien word, want hy dra elkeen van ons. En dit was net vir my so amazing, het amper gevoel, bear hierdie t-shirt vir jou kind teendag. Want God sê, ek tel julle op, ek dra julle, ek loop op water.
I just believe there's a man here this morning that this week you received some terrible news and devastating news. And you just said, Lord, I don't know whether I have to turn to the left or to the right. Don't know whether forward or backwards, but it was quite challenging news. And if you are here, the Lord says that I'm the Lord your God. I'm the one that will go out before you. But right now, I think you need to just respond on that so that God will just give you a word and strengthen you. We can pray with you.
If that word is for you, please respond. Let Dion come and pray for you. I want to encourage you to come forward. The water is being stirred right now.
While she was praying in a tongue, I just saw these clouds moving away, and I just felt as if God is saying, I'm the God who takes away the misty clouds now and who makes it clear.
Just continue praying in your tongue. This is not time to look. This is not just a time to pray. This is the Holy Spirit moving, coming to set people free. This is now where I'm saying, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't lean. Trust in God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Just acknowledge Him in all your ways and say, Lord, I thank you that you are good, that you are faithful, that you are in control, Lord, that you love us. Because God is good. His Spirit is good. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. He wants to love you. He wants to carry you. He wants to be with you. God wants to be with you. Lord, I bless you and I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord. And I want to, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I charge everyone to stand and rekindle the fire that's in them, Lord, in Jesus' name. If you have a word, I want to request that you bring it forward, that people can respond. And not now to go individually, just to maintain the order as well. That we, just to protect congregation members as well, come forward and then we bring it into the light, if you don't mind.
That lady who spoke in tongues now this morning, just a word that came up, that this is for, it sounds like an Eastern Bloc country language or a Russian language, and that's a message for you to get involved and the people in the eastern blocks.
I have a word of knowledge for someone. You're going through a hard time at the moment, and you've accepted it, but you believe that it's equipping you for some future thing. But this is a misconception. The reason you go through trials and tribulations is purely and simply to draw you close to Christ. And you must go read John chapter 4 about the woman in the well, Jesus says she must draw out of his wells, not on the natural wells where she's used to getting water. She must go to Christ and get that water from him.
I sense there are some of us here who are experiencing fractures in our relationships with others, and we need to forgive, and we need to be able to reconcile ourselves to our brothers before we can bring our gifts to the altar.
Is there anyone who needs healing, specific healing? I want to ask you to respond, that we can pray with you.
Or somebody that's got specific back, lower back pain or lower back problems.
Yonette just brought she had a vision before God just touched her powerfully now. And she just said she saw someone that came to a door and the door was closing. But the Lord Jesus Christ was knocking on the door, and he was knocking, 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 and the person didn't want to open. And then at that point, that person, the one lady came and she brought the word about, come to me if you're heavy and weary and heavy laden. And that's when the Spirit of God just came powerfully upon her. So God is knocking on your door. The Lord Jesus Christ is knocking on your door. Don't resist. Open the door. Open the door because he wants to come in.
I just want to read a word that came on Facebook last night. And I just feel it's for us as well. It's saying it's a season of rain. Soft hearts. We need to be diligent to ask God where to plant those strategic seeds now while the ground is still soft. So, I just want to encourage everybody to pray about the soft ground and let the seed grow in Jesus' name.
Father, Lord, we just want to thank you for your presence and your goodness, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for the Spirit of God, Lord, and fire, Lord, to come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, that your fire will be rekindled, Lord, that we will rekindle the Spirit of God in us, Lord, that has been given to us by the laying on of hands. If you have not received the gift of the Holy Spirit, I want you to come here and we pray for you, because it's a gift from God. It's for free. You can respond. Please come and stand here. If you need a hug, if you need love today, I want to ask you to come, that we can love you and give you just a drug. If your mind has been attacked by all these funny thoughts, please respond to that as well, that we can just pray with you. And for the rest of you, I want to just say, God bless you, God keep you, and may God's favor be upon you in Jesus' name. I'm going to dismiss the service. You're welcome now to respond or to go and have some coffee, and may the Lord bless you. Thank you.